Parshat Ha'azina. It's interesting to note that the Netziv at the beginning of Sefer Devarim in his introduction discusses the name Mishneh Torah, right? Sefer Devarim is known as Mishneh Torah, and there's many different explanations for why it's called Mishneh Torah. The Netziv offers one explanation that Mishneh Torah is because many of the psukim can be explained on two different levels. Like there's a pshat level and a drash level, and that may be true in all the parts of the Torah, but he says that when it comes to these psukim, you have to understand them both ways. And the others, you can, and the two complement each other and help each other out, and it'll help you understand it. Where in general, you can be focused on pshat and just look at pshat, or you can be focused on drash and just look at drash. Here, each phrase, you need to look at those double levels. So it's interesting here in Pasuk Gimel, on the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Akrav Godol Elokeinu, he actually goes back in the middle of that parish to discuss what the psukim said in the previous two psukim. Hazino Shemaim and the Meira Tishma Aretz and Refi, listen to the sky and listen to the ground, what I'm going to say. And then what does he say? Yarov Kamatar Lichi, let my lesson, my lekach, fall like rain. Tizal Katalim Rati, that which I'm saying, let it fall like dew. Sirim Alei Deshech, Rivim Alei Esev, like the plants on the ground that bend and follow the rain. So that line, so first he explains it. He has a parish on this Pasuk and Pasuk Bet, but again in Pasuk Gimel, he explains these Psukim. And how does he explain these Psukim? Now we're on page Shin Nun Chet. He says, what's Yarov Kimatar Lichi? What does it mean that let my teaching fall like matar, like rain? He says, Limud halachot amuchunai b'shem lichi. The learning of halacha is what's lekach. We know the pasuk ki lekach tov natati lachem. So the Gemara Darish is it that it's talking about lichi is talking about the Torah. Let my Torah fall like rain. Yarov kimatar ki v'shash adam holech matar sochef. Let's say you're walking and rain is coming down. What are you going to do naturally? Hare kofef rosho kadesh yematar toreid al oref lo apanim. You don't want the rain to get all over your face, to get in your eyes. So you're going to bend your head. You're going to let it fall on your neck. The neck, the Hebrew word is oref, like egla arufa. So ya'arof, let it fall, but it's really, let it fall on your neck. That's what he's saying. Kacha amal b'halachot nidrash yeh rosho kafuf kishor la'ol kechamor l'masa. The work you have to do to sit and learn halacha, you have to put in a lot of work. You have to have your head down, buckle down, focus. Just sit and learn and learn, extended hours, go into it, amel, be amel, put in effort, and you have to learn it in depth. Just like the ox puts his head down to carry the yoke, and the chamor to carry its burden, that's what we learn from Ya'arov Kamatar Lichi. Similarly, he says, Kesirim Alei Deshe, says, what is it that the rain does? He says, let's go back to Lichi. He says, when the rain falls, it falls very hard sometimes. If you look at certain plants in the field after the rain falls on them, you would think they all got destroyed by that hard rainfall because they're so soaked and the weight of the water causes the plant to droop and they're lying on the ground, they're no longer standing. But if you give it a day and you see that it slowly absorbs it and stands back up, what did that rain do? That rain didn't weaken those plants. Adarabba, we all know, that rain made those plants go stronger. So even though Nirim commit kakal, even though it looks like they got ruined, Mikomakom hi ikar gidulam, that is how they grow. It says, so too, Torah. Torah v'amalam ateshek koach ha'adam. You can't tell me that sitting in your makom, all these hours a day that we do here in yeshiva, and people do in yeshiva all over the world, and hopefully do for many, many hours a day learning Torah, you can't tell me that is the best thing for their health. It is not as good as running around and getting exercise and lifting weights. It's not as good as all those other activities. It's not as good as working the land. But Zeu Ikar Gidulo, this is how we grow. Now, maybe not in the physical sense, but this is how we grow as a people, as a nation, as Jews, as B'nai Torah. In a Torah mitkayemet al b'zeu ofen. This is the only way to make Torah stick, is by putting in that work, putting in that amal, putting in that effort. Mishum hachi nikreit melchemta shel Torah. That's how it gets its name, the melchama of Torah, the war of Torah. This is the battle we're doing, is learning Torah. The kol chemino melchama menakei nichnasim sheikamihem nizokim varbei nichlashim mirov zirut v'avoda. People go into battle. We know some of them are going to get injured, some of them are going to get killed, but everybody going in knows that that's a risk, but we're doing it for the greater purpose. Kach hogei Torah, kama mehem nechlim v'nitshim. Some of them get weaker from this. Not everybody makes it as the comes out stronger on the other end. It's called gadol ador. Aval yotzei b'shalom in amochama. Those who come out the other end victorious from this battle. Motzei mischar m'shalom. Oh, gevalt. He ends up Talmud Chacham. He ends up Ben Tori. He ends up a Bal Midos. He ends up Yerushimayim. He ends up a leader of the Jewish people. And he continues. Krivim alei Esev. He says that's more again on this whole lashon of Tal and Devrei Chochacha. Says you can't do it. Do as opposed to rain. He says you can't take tochacha in such large quantities. So you have to do mostly learning, and then a little bit of musar, a little bit of rebuke. And this is the important part that we're going to get to, because he expands on this in the Rechem Davar. He says first he compares halacha and then musar. He says ikdim limur halacha le limur anoach ketal. The kol zman shelo ishtakeh adam ba'amal Torah mechunai lechi, until you've invested yourself and put in all the effort to learn the Ikar Torah, ein lo lahazil inyane drush hanemarim ketal. Don't start learning little vortlach, little midrashim, little psukim. Here's a nice little thing. I mean, you can learn them, but don't make them yourself until you've invested yourself in Torah. Sher shenoach litot ulatot behem. There's a lot of mistakes you can make if you're not vested properly in Torah learning first and learning halacha first until you understand the Mesorah. You can't go learning these nice little vortlach. And here he's going to expand his view about the precedence and the ikar, the focus of our learning, what type of learning we should do. And for that, we go to the bottom of the page, the Rechev Davar. Rabbi Lezer told his Talmidim that shelo yasku, Rashi explained, shelo yasku b'mikra yotar midai. Don't learn Tanakh so much. Now this is, I know, a constant topic. What does it mean, don't learn Tanakh so much? Because we learn Tanakh, and we learn Gemara, and we learn all sorts of topics. So what does it mean, don't learn Tanakh so much? And it says, "Ein hakavanah shelo yilmedu harmei mikra." It doesn't mean, don't learn so much Tanakh. Because the way Rashi phrased it was, "Shelo ya'asku b'mikra yoter midai." Don't be osik in mikra. It doesn't mean, don't learn it, but it means, don't be osik in it. So what does it mean to not be osik in it? So he says, you have to understand this. Ikar limud iyun you do has to be in Talmud, has to be in Gemara. You learn Gemara, you're learning Ma'amarei Chazal. You're learning the Masorah, you're learning the way Chazal explained the Torah, you're learning the way they explain all the Alachot, you're learning the way Am Yisrael is supposed to act. That is our, those are our guidelines. That's what we're supposed to be learning. The Chumash is where Chazal got it from. But in order to properly explain the Chumash, you have to be well-versed first in Gemara and Ma'amarei Chazal. Meaning, you can learn the Chumash and learn its contents, but don't start expounding it and offering your own creative explanations of it until you know all the Mesorah we have from Chazal. Meaning, you could start reading the Chumash and think, wow, Esav was a tzaddik, Yaakov was a rasha, Yaakov was a liar, and Ephron really wanted to give the Sada to Avram. Why did he turn him down? And you're going to reach all these conclusions that are against our Mesorah. And you go, oh, ayin tachar ayin, I'm supposed to knock out an eye. And that is not what we're supposed to be doing. Not only, meaning, forget, you shouldn't do any of those things in practice, but those aren't the beliefs that we have in Klal Yisrael. And those are a corruption of Torah. He gives us, again, an example of a kala. He says, just like a woman who isn't a kala shouldn't go around dressing up like a bride, because if she wears 24 different forms of makeup just like a bride, so then maybe we're going to be choshed her for znut. In other words, she should only put on the basic amount of jewelry and makeup that a regular spouse wears. Says so too, somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham should not be zariz to explain the 24 Svarim. The 24 Svarim is a reference to Tanakh. Says, if so, a person who didn't get himself well-versed in Torah and Chazal first, and now starts to explain Tanakh and offer his own creative perushim in Tanakh, we're going to think he was off the derech. Hu apikores, says the Netziv. Because the ta'ut is matsoyu, the farish, b'derech lo tov, and not say derech emunah. It's so common, so easy, for somebody to not, who's not versed in Chazal and the Masorah, to read a pasuk, think that this is the pshat, this is the explanation. They're going to give a pshat-based explanation that's contrary to our Masorah, and contrary to our Ikari Amunah, and contrary to that which we as believing Orthodox Jews believe. You have Rashut to go learn them, to know them, know the content of the 24 Svarim, and go learn Tanakh. Don't go offering your own explanations, your own perushim. Oh, listen to this chiddush I just had in a pasuk, and you haven't, you know, you've learned like one masechin in Shas. First, know the Mamrei Chazal, the Masorah we have, then you can offer your explanations of Tanakh. And he has a lot of analogies here. He has another one about just like you wouldn't drink wine before you've had bread, because if you drink wine on an empty stomach, it makes you drunk. So too, if you go and darish psukim in Tanakh, before you have the Masorah, and before you're well-versed in the Mamre Chazal and the Gemara, you are going to make yourself drunk on these psukim, meaning figuratively, you're going to do a corruption of Torah. You're going to be me'abed adas, just like being drunk makes you out of your mind. You're going to be out of your mind because you're explaining these psukim the wrong way. It says, so now we have to understand, you can't, he says this also applies to other areas of learning. He says, I don't mean Torah learning. He says, if let's say you want to know both Torah and you want to know science, Chachmata Teva. To just learn the two together, it's not going to work unless you first learn the Torah. And lo shiakdim amal ha-talmud harbe. First learn a lot of Torah. V'achar shekvar amal matzak midato. Now you're a ben Torah. Az yachol lifnot gam l'shari chachmot. Now you can learn another area. V'yushneim shemurim u'mitkaimim biyado. And you'll be able to do both. In other words, now that you're ben Torah already, and now you went and learned philosophy, now you went and learned science, now you went and learned whatever other educational discipline, but first you spent a few years in yeshiva in preparation before going to get this degree, so now you'll be able to stay from and have the degree. Somebody who just goes straight for the degree and says, I'll learn later, it's not going to happen. Like a fruit of a tree. Why? Because you need the strength of the tree, you need the shade, and you need the sunlight, you need water, you need all the factors. Without all them factors, all them together, you're not going to get the fruit to grow properly. So, again, that's another mashal with the tree, and this is about our learning. And he says the sun coming later, before you've properly planted and cared for the tree and making sure it's strong enough to hold the weight of the fruit and not just collapse under it. Before all that, the sun making the fruit grow isn't going to help. And he says, understanding the psukim, divrei agado, nimshal atal, that's a little bit of dew you need. Then you can get a little bit of musr. But first, you need the ikar talmud, you need the ikar alacha. And the chachmar ateva, learning science, that's nimshal ashemesh. The Seder Hagidol Ikar Hu Hageshem. First you need rain, then a little bit of dew, and then you need the sun. So too, here, if you learn Chachma Chitzonit beforehand, that's not going to work. Masha Ein Kein Ba'od Lo Gadal B'Limudo, if you haven't learned yet, Ein Chachma Chitzonit Ma'wil Amalak Kvod Yisrael Klal. It's not going to make you a more, better, well-rounded Jew, more learned Ben Torah, better representative of Am Yisrael, unless you first learned the Torah. Lo od alafilu limud amikra va'iyun bo shenim shalatal va'im chachmor chitzion magbinam musar yotzei mehem mati makra l'kalkalot. Even worse, the outside knowledge you got is going to cause later Torah learning that you do to be even worse, because now you're looking at it through their lens and their perspective, and it's going to corrupt it as well. So let's stop there, because this was long enough as a message, but the message is clear about, right, in Parshat Azinu, we're right now before Sukkot. That means it's going to be before Simchas Torah. What's Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael is celebrating the giving of the Torah. Okay, we have a Torah. We have to learn it. We should know it. But there's all an order for learning everything in Hashem's Torah, learning everything in Hashem's world. All the Chachma is there for you to learn. But you have to make sure, first, you're well-versed and well-founded, well-steeped in Mamrei Chazal and the Masorah before we go off and learn any other topic and offer our own explanations of the Torah. That is the message of this Netziv, to be adapted to each person with his own Rebbe and his own Derech and his own Mashkiach Ruchani. Of course, you know, it's not going to be blanket how much you have to learn beforehand for each person, and just going to be different levels. That's a personal discussion. But the message of the Netziv is, first, you have to make sure you're well-versed in Torah and the Mesorah, and by Torah I mean Gemara and Halacha and Mamre Chazal and Agada and Machshava, all the Ikari and Muna, know that which we know and believe, and then we can go into the other areas that may seem more interesting, more fun. But before we go and offer explanations of Psukim that are contrary to what the Mamre Chazal are, we have to know what the Mamre Chazal are first. That way, we won't, when we do learn the Psukim, we won't end up offering, Kfira Dek ideas. We won't be Chashud Shesar Min HaDerech V'Huapi Koris. Will be known as, wow, this person is on top of his Gemara and Halacha and Mesorah knowledge. He is also tapping into Chumash and Tanakh and learning it all. So yes, we have to know it all, but we shouldn't expound that way until we're well-versed ourselves. Shkoyach.